the Masechet Eruvin is Daf Chof Dalet, and we're holding on the top of the Daf, about a quarter of the way down, at the two dots. Now, yesterday we learned that a Karfaf that was more than a Beit Satayim, if it had been Hukav Ladira, which of course is Mutter to be Metalta, but you went ahead and you planted trees in most of it. So if you would plant a garden in most of it, that was a problem because you're Mevatel Ladira. But if you plant trees, those trees are usable as part of a Dira because people feel good about walking through the trees and just being in the shade. And therefore, it's not mevatel, the sense of the chotzer. So it's a real chotzer and it's mutar. Omer v'yud omer avimi, when is this true? Only when it's set up in beautiful rows so that it's comfortable to walk there. It's rusha asuyim. It's tablaot. It's tablaot is Greek for stable, little partitioned stable. So here it means the trees, each one is growing in its own perfect place. But if you just have like a forest, which is difficult to walk through, so that would be mevatel the chotzer. Whereas Rav Nachman amar af pi she'ein asuyin it's tablaot, even not like that, it's still not considered to be the equivalent of a garden, and it's like an orchard which people enjoy walking through. It's not mevatel dira. Once it happened that Mar Yehuda came to Rav Huna bar Yehuda's house on Shabbos, and he found that there they were with a bunch of trees that were planted in a karfaf, the loa vidit's tabloot. They were not made in any kind of order, and nonetheless people were carrying the commentator of the Gavayu. So Mar Yehuda said to Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amale, lo sarv lomar lo de avimi, don't you hold what avimi said, that the only time we said that it's mutter to continue to be metaltal and it's not mevatal is dafka where it was avide like the it's tabloot, and you don't have that. Omale, well, in point of fact, said Rav Huna, I do not hold of him. Anakar Nachman, severely, I hold of Rav Huna, of Rav Nachman, who says that as long as it's trees and not plants, it's never considered to be mevatel the chutz. Om Rav Nachman Om Rashi, a karfaf that was yoterni beit satayim shlo hukav ladira. So it was originally made in such a way that it was not mutter to be metatal in it because it was not hukav ladira. Now you go ahead and you build a house. And we're going to see later on in the Gemara that in the case of a karfaf, you cannot simply add a house and suddenly make these mechitzas kosher. So that if it was originally not hukav ladira, and that's the meaning of hukav ladira, not that it has a dira, but it was a hukav ladira, it was originally surrounded for the purposes of dira. Since Ovir was not originally surrounded, you're going to have to make a tikkun of a mechitza to make it a new mechitza that is hukav ladira. How would you do that? Ketzad Huo said, what would you do to turn it into a kosher place, ladira, that it's mutter to be a betalful, even though it's more than a beit satayim? You'd have to be poreitzbo pirtza yoter mi'eser. You'd have to open up an area more than 10 amot, which is not considered to be a petah, and godro. You then fix up the hole, mamido al-eser, you make it a petah of 10 amot, and now it's mutter because now it becomes a new mechitza, basically, before it was wrecked, and now it's new, and now it was a kavadir. Iboy. My question is like this. In a case where it was first hukaf, and then you built a dira, and now you want to be matir, and the way you thought to be matir was by achieving this, but you didn't want to leave it open at any one time. So what you did is you made 10, you made instead of 10 amot at a time a hole, you made one amma. Then you went ahead and you fixed it. Then you made another amma. Then you went ahead and you fixed it. Until you got to 11 ammas, let's say more than 10 ammas. So you now have a new wall, basically, right? But you never didn't have the old wall, because you never mevatel the shem mechitza from it. Is this good enough or not? Mahu. Or malahu. So he said, well, seems to me that this is exactly like the Mishnah, the Farish Mishnah. Don't you see? It says in the Mishnah that kol klei ba'alei batim, in any kelim, wooden kelim of a balabait, the shear for them to lose their tumah is they have to be big enough, have a hole big enough to let pomegranates out of the hole. Why? Because as we've explained, it's like having an old couch in your house. So even though you would never have originally have allowed that couch into your home, and when you throw it out of your home, you look at yourself and say, how the heck did I live with that piece of junk in my living room? But while it's there, you don't notice. So the guy started off with a nice clean, got a hole in it. I don't want to throw it out. I'll use it for grapes instead of liquid. And it gets a bigger hole. Can't hold grapes anymore. Right, I'll put apples in it. Until the point where it all gets so big, pomegranates fall out. At that point, the guy realized, this is not a very good fruit-serving bowl. So he throws it out. At that point, it loses its tumor, right? And over there it says that we had exactly the same question, because Chizkiah asked, what would be the din if there was a hole that was only the shear to let a zayit fell out? And you fixed it. So you put in some wood putty in it, right? The sitama. And now another hole gets in there, another hole which is big enough to be motzi zayit. And you fix that with wood putty. Until finally, it's such a big hole that it's fixed with putty that it's the equivalent of motzi rimon. Wow. Do we now say that for all intents and purposes it's got a hole the size of a rimon? And Rabbi Yochanan said to Chizkiah, Chizkiah's question like this. Rabbi, what kind of question is this? You yourself explained that a sandal shenivska achat mios navetikna tamei mitras. The din is, if a sandal loses one of its straps, if you fix it, it's not considered to have lost its shaved sandal. But if it loses its second strap after that and you fix it, now it becomes tor min hamidras, because it's no longer, in other words, we view the whole thing as being wrecked, even though you fixed the first one before the second one. However, it's tamei maga midras. In other words, it touched itself, so to speak. And you explained, why is that true? V'amarta Allah. You yourself explained. Ma'ishna rishona. Why is it that the first one, when you fix it, it's considered still to be a kosher sandal? Because the second one is still there, which means that it's still usable. Because of kaima shniya. But when the second one was broken, now the first one is there. Because kaima rishona, you fixed the first one. So why? How come it's any worse now? And you explained it's because what we have over here is panim chadashot. It's true there never was a time that it lost its shame sandal, but what it has now is a different sandal. It's a sandal with new straps, and that if it had been made lechatchila that way, would be a new sandal, right? Aha! So panim chadashot ba'olakan. If that's the case, this is the case exactly over here. There never was a time when it didn't have a shame mechitza. Because it was only one Am at a time. But, on the other hand, it's now a new Mechitza, because you have more than 10 Amot that are made. Brilliant. He was so impressed with that Kori Alei, Chizkiah, called Rabbi Yochanan, who was his Talmud. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is not human. That is so brilliant. Not human. Or others say what he said. Now this is human. The kind of stuff we usually get, can't call that human. This is a human being. And indeed, that would be the case. So over here, the karfaf that you were goder ama, panim chadashos bolakan, it's considered to be a new karfaf. That was therefore hukaf ledirban. Omer of God, rechavasha choreabat. How about if you have a backyard where no house opens to it? It's used for storage, and it's in back of the house. You have to walk all the way around to get to it. It's more than Beit Satan. So then the din is that you can't carry it in it, as Rosh Hashanah. It's no different than any other Carmelite, since it wasn't hook full of dira, even though it's near a house. The Omer of Nachman says, Rav Nachman, yes, but if you open a back door into it, and now your house opens into that backyard, then it is mutil atalto bekulo. Why? Because the petach is matirin. But, lo amaran, when do we say the petach is matirin? The petach is only matirin when it was first opened and then hukaf. So, elo shepetach ol besof hukaf. Yes, then the petach is matirin. But the other way around, if first it was hukaf, as we saw earlier, you can't be matir something by then opening a petach and say, ah, see, now it's hukaf zadira. No, sorry. That doesn't work. Then what would be the chiddush? Obviously, if it originally had a back door going into it, and now you build it, so then of course it's hukaf ledira. So what would be the point of saying, and if you open a door, then it's mutter? Obviously it's mutter. 2-year-olds can tell you that it's mutter. It must be it's talking about that even if you open the door afterwards. So then I understand what you're saying. Because lo tzricha, there is a chiddush here. The chiddush is the eat beidar. It's talking about over here that there is in the back, before you open the door, there was a beidari there. Beidari means there was a goren. So you had a place where you would put your grain. So you might think that the hekef was made not al dat habayit, but that even though the door was there first, who's putting the gate around it because of the people coming in from the back of the house? Obviously, the chashivut of this whole area is that there is a Goren there. I mean, so everybody's going to be coming in to using the Goren. The fact that some idiot comes back from wants a shortcut from his house, that's not going to make it a Malkum Darushuka for Dira. It was a Malkum Darushuka for a Goren. And therefore, it's not considered to be Huka Fladira Kamash. But on that, once somebody opens up his door, if afterwards you're makifit, even if you're makifit for very important things, it's considered to be also a Tzorach Tashmish of the Bayit, and therefore it is considered to be Huka Fladira. Another halacha is that if a karfaf was more than a Beit Satayim, which was Huka Fladira, and now it got flooded, and it's Malay Mayim, it's now full of water. So for Rabbanan Lema, so the Rabbanan thought that Mayim is no different than having a garden. I mean, we said if a garden is there, most of it, then it's no longer considered to be a dira. So water shouldn't be any better than a garden. It should be mavatulit. And it's also. Amalu Rabbi Abba Achud Rav Bered to Rav Mishar Shia. Not true. I can tell you that they quote Rava as saying, Okay, Amina Mishmei the Rava. Water has a din of trees, not a din of a garden. So mayim kinita'im danu v'shori, and it's mutter, because that's not considered to be something that is not usable. People love using water. But Omer HaMeimar, Meimar explained, when is this? Hu dechazin letashmishtei. This is only when this is water that is usable. So you can take it and you can drink it and so on. That's great. It's a fantastic addition for your dira. But if you can't use it, so then avalochas and tashmishte, then he would be right. This would be like a garden. It would be mavato. Lo. Omer Ravashi. And when we say the chazir and tashmishte, when we say that if the water is usable, it's not mavato the dira, that's only nami lo amran, elashe ein ba omko yotemi beit satai. This is only if the area where the water is deep, ten tefachim, that area is itself not bigger than Beit Satayim. But suppose that area is more than Beit Satayim, and it's ten tefachim deep. It's also, that's ridiculous. Pay no attention to that psak. Even if it's more than a Beit Satayim, it would be mutter to be metaltal in the whole thing. Because why would it be any different? Mita d'ave, akarya d'peri. Let's say if you have an area that is filled with fruit. So over there, the din is, even if it's very, very large, we said a Beit Kur, and it's 10 tefachim high, that's not considered to be a violation of the dira. So since water is ru'uyim l'shtiyah, just like the peirot are ru'uyim l'achila, it's not going to be mavato the dira. On the contrary, it's great. I have a beautiful place to have fruit from in my dira. So why would that be mavato? Now, there was a case of a rechava, a very large rechava, meaning that's a back area behind a house, and it was larger than a Beit Satayim, and there were no doors coming out from the houses into it, and it was in Pumnahara, it was in the city, the town of Pumnahara, where over there, one side of that rechava was opened to the city itself, Lamata, meaning there was a small street, a movui, in the city that it opened into. And the other side was open to a shvil shel krumi. So there was a path that went there to vineyards that were outside of the city. And that shvil shel krumi ended at the edge of a river. So Bayez said, oh my gosh, if we want to carry in that mavli, or in that path, or in the rechava, how could we be matir? Shall we make a mechitza aguda denahara? So let's say we would take reeds and just put like a mechitza of a mat along the edge where it hits the water, right? And then that mechitza will be considered to be mechitza l'shem dira, so that all these people are now using this area for their living conditions. And we add that to the Rechava. So since the Shvil over here is connected to the Rechava, so when we build this Mechitza, it's Aldas that everybody can use the Rechava. So that would be an extension of the Rechava. Now we're going to make this big park area that people can walk. You can't do that. Why? Because the edge of the Nahar is already a Mechitza. So this Mokum was already Hukuf. This adding a Mechitza doesn't make any difference. So what we have over here is a mechitza on top of a mechitza. And Eino Asim Mechitza Agabim Mechitza. You can't just add Mechitza on top of one. It doesn't make any difference. Once something has a shame of a Mechitza because it's 10 Tvachim high, you don't make it a different Mechitza by making it another 10 Tvachim high. So what good is that going to do you? So that's not the solution. Okay. Maybe what we should do is, he thought to himself, maybe what we should do, says Abaya, is maybe what we should do is that at the point where it enters into the path that goes to the Shvil Shel Kromim, and if you make it Surat HaPetach over there, then you're completely cutting off, that Surat HaPetach will be matir, anything for itself, because even if it was open into Rish HaSarabim, that Surat HaPetach is matir, so therefore it would be matir. It should also help to be matir the Rechava itself, because now it would be considered to be a new Hekef Ladira. Maybe. No, because Atu Gamle, all of these camels, these are the trucks that are constantly driving from this Rechava to the river through the Shvil of the Krami, the Tzurat HaPesach is basically going to be down in no time at all. Shadyanle. Every time they pass through, they're going to tear it down. So therefore, it doesn't have any kiyum, it doesn't have any chashim. So what do we do? Yeah, well, I have an idea. What we can do is, we can make a lechi, just a regular lechi, which the gemalim are not going to rub against. It's like a tiny lechi. We'll make a regular lechi on the Pesach of the Shvil Shel Kromim. How does that help? Because Miga de Mahani Shvil Shel Kromim, since the Shvil Shel Kromim will not be usher anymore, because in this case, it will no longer be considered to be patuach le-karmelit. And therefore, the karmelit, the isra, the rechava, won't affect the shvil shel kromim. Memela will be ma'ani le-rechava, because I'm adding a building that is choshev for dira. So it's ma'ani le-ami le-rechava to be matirid as if it was rukav le-dira. And therefore, I can be metalto betocha with this migo. Without the migo, of course, it wouldn't have helped at all. Because even what you have over here is the opening to a shvil, which is less than Eser Amot. If it's less than Eser Amot, then it's considered to be Satum anyway, right? Because otherwise, Stam is nothing to discuss. So if it was Satum, then it means that there was already a Mechitza there, because it's not a new Hekef. It would be like building a Mechitza on top of a Mechitza. What does it achieve? But since over here it does achieve, what does it achieve? It achieves being a hecker for the Shvil Shel Kromim that allows people that live along that Shvil to carry within that Shvil. So if that's the case, it'll also, because of the Migo, it will also be Moel for the Rechava itself, because it does achieve something. You can't call that just adding a Mechitza on top of a Mechitza, which doesn't achieve anything. So that's my Eitzah, says Abaye. Says Rava, well, that's not a very good Eitzah. You know why? Because people will think, and if you do that, Yomru, Lechi Mo'io, Lishvil Shel Kromim, the Alma, they're going to think that a Lechi on one side of a Shvil Shel Kromim, where the end of the Shvil Shel Kromim is not a river, they'll think, they don't realize that the river itself is a Mechitza of 10 from the top down to the water. People don't pay attention to that. They see it's open, right? So they'll think that a case of a Shvil Shel Kromim, which is basically a Mavoi, Mifulash, in their minds. It isn't really, because there's a Mechitza, which is the river, leading down to the river at the other end. But they don't realize that. So they will say you can be Mater, normal Shvil Shel Kromim, which is a Mavoi Mifulash, by putting in a Stam, a Lechi. And obviously they won't do a darn thing. So they will say Lechi Mohila Shvil Shel Kromim, the Alma normal Shvil Shel Kromim. El Amarova, that's not going to help. What you need to do is, you need to make a Lechi for the petach of the Rechava that opens into the Mavui, that's on the other side, where over there, since it helps, the Lechi helps to be matir the Mavui coming from the city and seals it off from the Rechava, because of that, it will also help for the Rechava by your reasoning. So, Mahani Nami le Rechava, and it will be considered to be a meaningful addition. Therefore, the result will be that the carry in the Mavui that leads to town till to Babata Gufa will be mutter, because now it's no longer Batuach LeKarmelit, because the Lechi is considered to be Afsik between the Mavui and the Karmelit, just like it would be Afsik between the Mavui and Rosh HaDarabin. So the Lechi helped over there. And the till to the Rechava also has now become mutter, because now it turned it into a Rishut HaYachid. As far as the Shvil is concerned, that over there we're going to have a problem carrying in the Shvil. That's the Pasha. So that's what Rashi says later on, because we have to have a Gezerah, otherwise people will say that the Lechi on the other side was Matir the Shvil Shokromim. However, other Rishonim say that since the Lechi was not made on the Shvil, it was made on the Tzad of the Mogli, and the Shvil becomes Mutter, Memelet becomes Mutter, because it was called Rechava, which itself is Mutter, because now it's being used for Dira. Therefore, there's no point to the Gzeira. The only reason we made the Gzeira is because people saw that we were putting the Lechi there in order to be Matir it. So that, so you could be Matir a Mogli that doesn't have other pizza on the other end. But if they don't see you putting a Lechi there, the Lechi's on the other side, so they're going to think to themselves, so why is this Mutter? So they'll figure out it's Mutter because it basically has mechitzas that open up into Rechava, and therefore it's Mutter. Therefore, there would be no basis to be Geyser, so it's the Ritva and the Rishayim of the Balei Tosfos. Okay, but Rava doesn't speak this out. So, Tutur Berchava Gufa Shari. Now, the question is, can you carry from the Mavoi into the Rechava? That's a different question. Mi mata l'rechava, or vice versa, from the rechava into the mata, into the bovi that leads to town, that is a machlokis revacha v'ravina. Chad asar v'chad shori. One says it's mutter, one says it's osur. What is the machlokis? Man de shori, the one who says it's mutter to be metalcha from the mavi to rechava, and the rechava to the mavi says lo. Basically, there's no one to asur the rechava and the bnei mavi. What is the whole din that you can't be metatal? Diurin. Where are there diurin? There was no petach that was open into the Rechava. So there's no other diurin except the people that are coming for the Mavit. So what would Asr? Don't like a diurin? Mandi Asr, Machenki. We know which one said what. But whatever the reason would be, what would be the reason to Asr tiltal between them? Because in a case where there would be a Rechava that did have diurin, then people would think, Zimin havibe diurin, and people will think, since they remember you could be metalt from Rechava to a Mavri, where you put in a Lechi, so they'll think, so all we need to do is put in a Lechi, and then we can carry, not realizing that there's two completely different issues. There's the issue of the Mechitza, and then there's the issue of the diurin. So the Lechi was all very nice in terms of the Mechitza. It was a technicality that allowed us to view the Rechava as now being hookah for the people that are walking into it from there. That's all. But more than that, obviously, it's not going to be able to have new people come in that are in the Rechava and carry into the Mavoi, but they don't realize that. It's a technicality. Therefore, we have to be Gezer, even in this case, not to carry, even though there are no new Diorim.